Our Jets W League team take on Melbourne City. That's a 2:30 kickoff, and then at 5 o'clock, our A League team will be taking on Brisbane Roar. And I caught up with the man with the plan for the Newcastle Jets.
They caught him early.
They call him Ernie Merrick, and I tell you what, I spoke to him earlier in the week and said that, well, look, you've seen him. He doesn't give a lot away on match day when he's on the sideline.
Iceman.
Well, he is Iceman, and I said that to Ernie. I said, mate, you don't give a lot away facially on game day, but on Sunday night down in Melbourne, you look pretty cranky.
You know, I've got a fear of becoming a cranky old coach, and so I hope I never become that. I always enjoy what I do. I enjoy training. I try to make the boys enjoy it, but it's very, very hard to enjoy a performance like that when the players had no belief in themselves. There's a distinct lack of self-confidence, and there was no competitive spirit to really put the opposition under pressure.
So what do you put that down to?
If I knew, I think I'd be the best coach. I'd be in the Premier League, and I'd love to not only coach in the Premier League, but I'd love to be sacked in the Premier League because that's where the big money is. I think Moy's got £10 million.
Watching the game with a couple of mates on Sunday night and having a look at all of the Jets players with their shaved heads, I said, haven't they seen the story about Samson and Delilah?
I thought they were trying to impress me and have that look like the Glasgow hooligan, but they didn't carry it through in performance. There was no aggression on the match day at all, and we really liked it.
Injury-wise, there's, I gather, quite a few question marks leading into this Sunday's game against Brisbane.
Yes, we're sort of desperate for high strikers that can get in behind defence. Several of our players are still suffering from the car park at Western City Wanderers Spotless Stadium. Even Nigel's struggling today. Ronnie Vargas has got a bit of a hip flexor problem. Jair is still out with it. So we're hoping that there's a chance of Kane Shepherd and Jaya becoming available. Mitch is getting back to full fitness. And we need to change up front. But more than that, we have to make sure we start competing for the ball. And having two home games is the ideal scenario to do that.
Well, three out of four, the next four are home games. And great to have a double header on Sunday. We've got the W League playing as well.
Yes, the girls' team is, they haven't got, a bit like us, maybe not got the points each time, but they're a good team, they're playing good football, and it's probably one of the best Jets girls' teams that's been put together, so it's pretty impressive, and Craig Deans is doing a great job with them.
And important for your team to get a few wins up in the next 4 weeks.
We've got to go on a run, Richard. We've got to start winning games and winning them on a regular basis. We're only 1 point outside of the top six, and I really believe if we get in the six, and I hope we finish third, if we get in the six, anyone can win the championship from there. Just remember, the team that won it last year didn't win in their first six matches. They were 23 points behind the leaders and still won the grand final thanks to the VAR.
Eddie Merrick, Jets coach, and again a reminder, a doubleheader Sunday afternoon at McDonald Jones Stadium. Our women's team, the W League, and several internationals in that Jets W League team. They play Melbourne City, 2:30 kickoff. And following that at 5 o'clock, our A-League team play Brisbane Roar. Go the Jets.